All right, so hello again. Some of you are here, some of you are just joining us. My name is Jessica Drummond, and I appreciate all of you joining me on this call. We have more and more people coming onto the line. So, and this call is being recorded for anyone who is very interested in winter cleansing, but they couldn't make this specific time for the call. So everyone will be on mute so that there's no distractions from other people's homes and phone lines, workplaces. But if there are any questions or any technical problems, please raise your hand by pressing star 2, and I'll be able to see that and answer them or and answer any technical issues. We're not going to do a Q&A part of this call. I'm just going to do some teaching for about the next 45 minutes to an hour. And then I will give you some places to go for more information or to email me if you have other questions about content or the program itself. So let's go ahead and get started. This is going to be a lot of fun. First question is, you know, why would we cleanse at all in the winter? And I'm going to talk about, let me start by just kind of going through the issues I'm going to address about winter cleansing. First is, what is the goal? Why cleanse? What does that do for us? And then what specifically does it mean to cleanse in the winter versus the other seasons? Why not just do a full-out juice fast, like you've probably seen a lot of those with New Year's resolution time? And what about emotional cleansing? We're going to get into that. It's not just a physical process if you want to do it well and completely. We're going to discuss why this cleanse isn't vegetarian or vegan. A lot of times that's assumed when you step into a week of cleansing or more. We're going to talk about specifically how to use the cleanse, how you do it step by step, how to prepare for the cleanse week and get support during the cleanse week, and just kind of wrap it all up with that. So giving you the details about the program and a special offer I have for all of you who are on the call. So let's start with that first question. Why should anyone cleanse? What is the goal of cleansing? And I think that's a really important question to start with. It's not, in a sense, necessary to cleanse. Your body is constantly detoxing itself using the detox organs of the lungs, the skin, the liver, the bladder and kidneys. But because we're so inundated with toxins now, you know, off-gassing of furniture, pollutants in the air, toxins in the water, hormones and toxins and pesticides and things in our food, our bodies tend to be overburdened with toxins. So the toxin relief systems in our body that do continue to function naturally often can use extra support. And I like to do this in a season-by-season way, because if we look at the very traditional medical systems, Ayurveda, traditional Chinese medicine, there is a very deep connection between your physical organs and the seasons throughout the year. And for women in particular, we have seasons in our lives as well, having to do with our cycles, the beginning of our cycles, seasons of pregnancy, seasons of breastfeeding, you know, seasons of fertility, and seasons of menopause. So I think being very connected with the seasons in time throughout the year makes a lot of sense, and there are a lot of techniques we can use from traditional medical systems. So the goal of this cleanse in particular is to be very supportive of your adrenal glands. In the winter, the adrenals and kidneys need the most support. And I think in 2013, the adrenal glands, these two organs are relatively connected in Chinese medicine. But in 2013, I think the adrenal glands take precedence, because the adrenal glands are the little glands sit on top of your kidneys that are the foundational organs of your hormone system. They are kind of the key factor, the key organs for making both sex hormones and stress hormones. Of course, your thyroid participates and your ovaries participate, but the adrenal glands are the foundation of the system, and the most important thing about them is they are also primarily responsible for buffering stress. And as we are just coming out of the holiday season, I'm sure many of you have experienced some increase in stress in the last few weeks. Not just physical stress of eating, you know, poor food, making poor food choices, or overindulging a little bit, or, you know, eating differently than you usually do, and the physical stressors of maybe travel or being off schedule, being in a different time zone or sleeping at different times, but also more emotional stress that comes from being around family, and even the travel, your kids being out of, you know, out of whack with the time, and all of that can build. Also, the holidays carry a lot of expectation about what they're going to be like. And if any of that was disappointing, or if you lost someone in your family this year, things are different around the holidays a lot than as compared with our expectations, our very hallmark expectations. So coming back to the cleanse, the goal is to support your adrenal glands, which are the key organ in your body for preventing and recovering from burnout. When the adrenal glands get worn out by either physical or emotional stressors, you feel physically burned out. You feel fatigued, you have difficulty sleeping, low in energy, your stamina doesn't keep up, you have sugar cravings, you begin to gain weight, particularly around the abdominal belly region, and you just feel like your days are overwhelming. And in the middle of the winter, if we jump right into a very severe sort of juice cleanse, we don't support the fact that this is the time of dark nights. I'd like to say that it's very useful during the winter to hibernate our adrenals. Sleeping more during the winter, resting more during the winter, using this time as a recovery and calming period in your year really helps to build up the adrenals so they can buffer stress better for you throughout the rest of your year. There are times in a woman's monthly cycle when resting the adrenals is really key, resting, tuning into rest. And if you're like most of my clients, you haven't taken a day or two of complete rest every month, maybe ever, and probably not in the last, you know, 10 or 15 years. So this is a time for tuning into the need for more rest, more sleep, because the adrenal glands were designed to take stress and buffer stress somewhere in the neighborhood of 4 to 6 times per year. And I bet that anyone on this call feels physical or emotional stress probably 4 to 6 times per day. So your adrenal glands are tired out. And so when you hit your 30s, 40s, maybe 50s if you're lucky, excuse me, and your adrenals last that long, they eventually become worn out. And because the adrenal glands are the foundation of your endocrine system, your hormone system, not only will the adrenal burnout affect sleep and energy, but this adrenal burnout also can affect your sex hormones. So it also can affect sex drive. It can cause sexual pain due to something like vaginal atrophy. It can slow down your digestion. So, and it can cause your cycles to be more painful or irregular. So if you're having pelvic pain, you know, the week before your cycle, a lot of cramping, then that is a sign that your adrenal glands may be strained. So what are we going to do in this cleanse to help to restore your adrenal glands, make them stronger, build you up, so that when stressful events occur throughout the year coming ahead of us, you've got a little bit of reserve in your adrenal glands, or at least you're not running on complete fumes, because it can be dangerous to get all the way to the edge of complete fumes in your adrenal glands. So winter cleansing is about four things. Number one, we want to weed out food intolerances. So I'm going to get into this a little bit later in this call, but there are a couple of options for how to do this cleanse, depending on where along your healing journey you are. But one thing you can do with these recipes and the specific exercises that I'm going to be having you do in the cleanse is to weed out certain foods that you are intolerant of or mildly sensitive to or you developed a sensitivity to. None of these things will necessarily show up on traditional allergy testing or food allergy testing, but they may be causing things like mild bloating, a little bit of weight gain, problems with your bowel movements, you know, kind of feelings of fullness or cravings for different foods. So when your digestion is not ideal, which an ideal digestion means that you don't have any of those symptoms, when you eat, you feel perfectly comfortable, and you have normal bowel movements at least 1 to 3 times per day. And 1 to 3 times is pretty rough, is pretty correct. You want to be right in that range, 1 to 3 times per day. Normal bowel movements that are not too hard, you don't have to strain, and they're not too soft. Second goal of this cleanse is to hydrate you. Living now in the north, we have the heat on more often this winter than we have in many years living down in the south. And that's very drying. And winter in general is a very dry time. Depends on where you live. But even if you do live, I mean, I still live fairly close to the ocean, but even if you do live in a humid place, winter is still a relatively dry time. The third goal is movement to reduce stiffness and calm down that kind of cold pain that we get, especially if you have any underlying arthritis or other mobility challenges, or old injuries tend to crop up when it's colder. It's those old sports knee injuries or surgeries you had. And again, to build strength, the final goal, and I think the most important goal, is to build strength for the more active seasons ahead, and then we'll worry about detoxing even more intensely. So why are we not going to jump right in now to doing a juice fast and just, you know, leaching out all the toxins in your system? And the most important reason is that this is very physically stressful. When you detoxify in a, you know, in a correct way, you actually take toxins out of your organs and hidden in fats and other cells throughout your body and have them circulate through your body, and then they are released through the kidneys and through the liver. But to do so, your liver and kidneys need to be really strong. You have to have a lot of nutrient building blocks. Vitamins and minerals and amino acids are all key factors in each biochemical process that's involved in detoxification. Liver detoxification is a very complex process. It's a two-step process that involves thousands of nutrients. And if your body isn't built up with those nutrients, what happens is your body detoxes, lets go of the toxins, and they just circulate all around your body into other parts of your body. You can't actually excrete them, because you're either dehydrated or you don't have the nutrients and the strength, the reserve in your organs to do the biochemical processes to get the toxins out of your body. So it could cause more trouble than it's worth. You end up with breakouts and headaches and severe symptoms of detoxification. Sometimes you'll still have some symptoms with milder detoxification, even supportive detoxification. That's very normal. But they should be mild, you know, a headache for a day or two, a little bit of skin breakdown and breakout, and then it calms down. We'll go through the possible things to expect inside the cleanse, but it won't be making your body worse. And again, the goal of this cleanse is to really strengthen your adrenal glands. So this year, you're going to be like powerful, strong. You're not going to be burned out by every little overwhelming thing that happens in your life. And adding a physically depleting thing like a juice fast is not the right way to go. You also want to avoid intense physical activity, depending on how strong you are and how severe your symptoms are at this point. But because in some cases, doing even some hot yoga can feel really good this time of year. But if you've never done that before, you don't want to start with a 90-minute Bikram hot yoga class. You want to just move your body in ways that we'll talk about in detail in the class. Some signs to let you know if this is the kind of cleanse you need. So if you are a woman who is a complete rock star and you're not at all, well, all of you are complete rock stars, of course, you really are. But I mean from a physical strength and endurance perspective. So if you feel great, you're sleeping great every night, you know, you're feeling really strong, maybe you're training for something, you eat really well, like 90% of the time, you don't have much physical or emotional stress going on in your life, then, you know, and you just want to kind of get that much more detoxed, then doing a juice fast right now is probably perfectly fine. It's not going to harm you. But if you're experiencing insomnia, difficulty falling asleep, or 3 a.m. waking, that tends to be about the time. It could be between 2 and 4, but 3 a.m. is what I hear most often. Hot flashes, any problems with infertility, fatigue, heart palpitations, dry skin, your eyes being sensitive to sunlight, other hormonal imbalances with your sex hormones, or difficulty handling stress and feeling anxious, jittery, or if you just plain can label your how you feel as burnout, this is the type of cleanse that you want to be doing. And let's talk a little bit about emotional cleansing. What I like best about winter cleansing and really seasonal cleansing in general, because each season there are different emotions to address. But what I like a lot about the cleansing in the winter is that the emotion that we're going to focus on is fear. And that relates perfectly from a physiologic perspective to adrenal strengthening. When your adrenals are weak physiologically, meaning they don't have the capacity to release cortisol, your stress buffering hormone, in exactly the right way to buffer stress without making you more stressed, so you're either not producing too much cortisol or you've overwhelmed your adrenals to such a degree that they can't produce enough cortisol. When you get to that point, your body, your brain, actually feels physically anxious. Excuse me. So you may experience anxiety attacks, panic attacks, and other kind of jittery symptoms of anxiety if your adrenal glands don't have the capacity to release the stress buffering hormones at the appropriate levels at the appropriate times. And when too much stress hormone is released for a sustained period of time, it also impacts your cell's receptors' ability, the little gateways on each cell, their ability to get messages from other organs. So your thyroid hormone becomes less effective, your blood sugar regulation gets less effective. So you might have low blood sugar periods. This is where people feel energy crashes throughout the day. You get up, you have a decent breakfast, but still by 10 o'clock you're like starving or you feel like you're going to pass out, you need to take a nap. Same thing might happen at 3 in the afternoon. If you feel that energy roller coaster, I like to call it, where you eat and you feel a little better, but then you crash a couple hours later, then you eat, then you feel better, maybe even beyond better to the kind of jittery level, and then crash again at 3 o'clock. When this happens, that blood sugar roller coaster throughout the day, that puts a lot of stress on the adrenal glands, and it's kind of self-perpetuating because when your adrenal glands are stressed, then your blood sugar is more unregulated and it makes itself worse. And all of these things can be physical causes of anxiety or fear. So, of course, addressing the psychological is important, but it's a lot easier to do that if physically you feel like you're standing, you know, on a strong foundation of strength. And it's a lot easier to manage your fear and look it in the face when you feel physically strong. And that's what the food is designed to support, the food and the exercise, so that you can do some of the other emotional exercises or get the emotional support that you need around decreasing fear and anxiety, or at least being able to acknowledge your fear and recognize where things are coming from and sit with it and walk through it, and lessening those feelings of anxiety, jitteriness, physical anxiety attacks. So why isn't this cleanse vegetarian or vegan? Aren't we supposed to be eating just like 100% organic, clean, healthy food? Well, let me tell you, I've talked a lot about in sharing about this call that the food on this cleanse is really delicious. The recipes were designed by a colleague of mine, a chef, at a local restaurant here in New Haven, Connecticut, and he's trained with some great people in the New York City area, worked at a lot of amazing restaurants in New York City, and even was a sous chef on one of the Food Network challenges. So he knows what he's doing, and the recipes are really delicious. It's not what you think of when you think about like going on kind of like a cleanse diet where you're supposed to be eating just, you know, salad and rabbit food. Because the key to healing the adrenals is to giving them a lot more nutrition. So I did give him a lot of very specific parameters, and like I said, I'll talk about in a minute your options for the cleanse. So even though these recipes are delicious, they're extremely healthy, but not in the way you might think, kind of leftover from the low-fat craze and the vegetarian vegan craze. What we're learning now is, particularly for women with burnout and adrenal burnout, is that there's a lack of nutrients. So while some of us might be carrying a little extra weight, we might be overfed to some degree, and the weight might not even be from eating too much food. It might be as a direct result of the stress, because those high cortisol levels can directly cause more belly fat without eating more. And sometimes both things happen. You know, we eat less healthy foods when we are stressed that can cause belly fat in a way that's very mindless, like we're sort of just eating it to calm the pain, calm the stress, but also just the simple direct result of increasing those cortisol stress hormone levels can cause people to gain weight. But the second thing that causes people to gain weight is for the body to feel physically stressed, slows down its metabolism when it doesn't have the nutrient building blocks that it needs, the protein, the fatty acids, essential fatty acids. These are called essential fatty acids because you don't get them unless you eat them, vitamins and minerals. So if you're eating a diet that is full of foods that are not full of nutrition, you can gain weight and still your body is feeling like it is starving. So a vegetarian or a vegan diet can be very, very healthy, but those are not the only things that are required to build health, not just vegetables. You also need protein, and again, there are ways to get vegetarian and vegan high-quality protein sources and make sure you get the nutrients if that is something that you are, you know, fundamentally committed to, being a vegetarian or vegan for reasons of the environment or your care for animals. That is all fine. We can still get the nutrients we need in a vegetarian or vegan way. But because humans are omnivores at a sort of genetic level, it's a lot easier for us to absorb some of the kinds of nutrients that we need for detoxification from animal protein. Protein is really important for supporting the liver detoxification because of what I told you before, that liver detoxification consists of a lot of complex biochemical reactions that all require nutrients, and amino acids are required. Those are the building blocks of proteins. So to get those into your liver, you've got to eat protein. You also need to eat a lot of vitamins, a lot of minerals, and a lot of essential fatty acids. And it generally doesn't work to just take a lot of vitamins and, you know, take a lot of supplements. It's better and more complete because we don't know 100% what makes up all of our food, the phytonutrients, and, you know, every little molecule has not been studied. There's fiber in food, there's water, and there's a reason it's designed that way. So supplements and vitamin and mineral supplements and other supplements are useful, but at the foundation, you need to be eating a nutrient-dense diet. And since most people are not, especially in the United States, we need to start with a nutrient-dense week so you can see and experience what that feels like, what breakfast should consist of, what lunch should consist of. Do your sugar cravings calm down if your body and brain get enough amino acids, the building blocks of protein, and enough essential fatty acids, the building blocks of fat? Because think about it, your brain and your nervous system are made of a ton of fat. If you're not eating any fat, it's very difficult to calm the mood swings, to get good sleep, to feel focused, to feel relaxed. The nervous system needs these nutrient building blocks to recover from burnout. So we're going to give you all of that through nourishing healthy foods, but it's not going to be a fasting kind of protocol. And so what are your options for using the cleanse? I've mentioned a few times before that depending where you are on your nutrition journey, you're going to be using this cleanse week for a number of different reasons. So let's say you're joining us as a person who really doesn't eat nutrient-dense foods most of the time at all. You know, you get up in the morning, maybe you have a bowl of cereal at best. A lot of times you skip breakfast altogether. Maybe you just have a cup of coffee. But pretty much you're not very interested in food for breakfast. At the very most, you have a frozen waffle or a bowl of cereal. And then you're starving at 10 o'clock at work, so maybe you grab a yogurt or something from the vending machine, or maybe you just have another cup of coffee and power through until lunch. And then you grab a sandwich or a piece of pizza or something from the cafeteria, whatever they have that day. Again, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you're a little bit energy crashy, feel tired, it's hard to kind of stay focused on your work, so maybe you grab a snack like a little baggie of M&Ms that's sitting in your desk drawer, or you run to the vending machine, or maybe you brought a power bar or a Luna bar or something like that to work. And then you go home and have dinner, and, you know, maybe many nights you do cook dinner. You'll make a soup or a chili or sandwiches or chicken, something, tacos. But if you don't have time, you might just as likely to be stopping for takeout or ordering something in, or, you know, meet your friends at a restaurant or your family, just sort of depending on where you are. Maybe you just make your kids macaroni and cheese and eat whatever they don't eat. It just depends on the day, right? So if that's where you are, that's perfectly fine. And if that's where you are, this might feel like a lot of cooking for you, a lot of preparation. You're going to have to cook more. But you have the option of just following step by step the recipes as they are. The grocery list is printed out there for you. You don't even have to think about it. You've got the full grocery list. You've got a schedule day by day, meal by meal, snack by snack for the entire week of what to eat, and you just follow it. And if that even feels like too much, maybe you just join us for breakfast every day and you learn to make two or three new recipes for lunch or dinner. That's going to bring you along quite a bit if you were where I just described, if that's where you're sitting right now. If you're a person who's eating generally pretty well, you like healthy food, you know how to cook a little bit, but, you know, you're feeling burned out from the holiday season, you maybe overindulged a little bit, now your body feels like you punished it, you feel like you're a little sluggish, too much travel, you know, you feel like you're hibernating, but not in a good way, you're not resting and rejuvenating, you're, you know, kind of slugging along this winter season. You also will probably want to join us in exactly the step-by-step, the way the cleanse is written. However, make note of a couple of things. In a few of the recipes, there's a little bit of sugar or honey. If you want a really, really good detox to totally get rid of your sugar cravings, I would leave out those little that little bits of sugar and honey. I think in one of the soups there's some fish sauce that has a little sugar in it, and there's occasional honey. Just leave that out, and you'll feel more like you're really cleansing your system of all of any junk that you ate over the holidays. And that is a much faster path to weight loss, because you won't be straining your blood sugar system. So that's, you know, that's another good way to follow the cleanse. Step by step, learn some new recipes, but take all of the sugar out. And there's a list in the cleanse materials of everything to leave out. So you may also do the cleanse in this way, again, following the recipes and the schedule and the grocery list step by step, as a way to build up your physical strength and calm your nerves, you know, focus on the anxiety piece. If anxiety is a big trouble spot for you, jitteriness, difficulty sleeping, focus on the calming exercises, less intense exercise, physical exercise, more sleep, and using this food to really just help you, and maybe if you can even rope someone into cooking some of this food for you, or have a day or two where you really prepare the food and then it's just sitting there waiting for you to eat through it and relax for this full week. That is one of the best ways to calm that jitteriness, recover from any holiday emotional strain, and build up your physical strength so that we can add a lot more activity during the spring when we get closer to Spring Cleanse Week, which will be sometime in late March. So, and then the final way to do this is to really focus on weight loss and healing, is you want to use this as an elimination diet. So you'll follow it almost step by step, but here and there in the cleanse there is some eggs, and I'm not sure, but I think there's a little bit of dairy. Have to look back at it, and a little bit of sugar. And if there are any of those things, they're noted in the materials. And if you're confused at all, there is a Facebook group that all of you will have access to when you join the cleanse program. And on that Facebook group, I'll be supporting and answering your questions every day, all day throughout the cleanse week, which will be next week. So as an elimination diet, this is a way to determine if you have any hidden food sensitivities that you don't know about and that it's not really useful to test for, because the tests we have are not that great. So you follow this diet, again, print out the grocery list, follow the recipes, follow the step-by-step schedule. It's very simple, but where noted, leave out, well, there's no gluten anywhere in the cleanse, but leave out dairy, eggs. I don't think there's any soy, but if there is a little bit of soy, no, there's no soy. But in the fish sauce, there's a little bit of sugar. So there's a couple of things. I think just dairy, eggs, and sugar, every once in a while in the cleanse, there is a little dairy. There's some yogurt in some of the recipes. But there are always options for leaving those three things out, dairy, eggs, or sugar. And if you are doing this as an elimination diet, you really want to tune into weight loss quickly and to find out what foods you're sensitive to so you can calm that inflammation in your body fast and heal it so that eventually you can eat those foods again without causing yourself problems. in most cases, sometimes you do have more of an allergy to it and we have to leave it out permanently. But in most cases, once you heal, you can eat them again. So letting go of those three things completely for not just 1 week, but do the cleanse for 3 weeks. And then after the 3 weeks of cleanse, so eating these foods for 3 weeks, and there's enough variety in here, it should be perfectly fine for you to enjoy it for 3 weeks. Then we're going to retest. And week one, you'll eat a little bit of dairy post-cleanse, after the cleanse, so completely cleansing for 3 weeks. Then add a little bit of dairy for a few days. Notice any symptoms, any skin breakouts, headaches, difficulty sleeping, bloating, anything like that for that week. The second week, if you feel perfectly fine, still keep dairy out just so we don't confound the results. But then you may add eggs. Again, see how you're feeling. And then the third week, well, there's no really reason to do 3 weeks. In general, sugar causes inflammation. But the stronger that you are and the more stable your blood sugar is, because your hormones are stable, your stress buffering is much stable, having a little bit of sugar here and there, about maybe 5% of the time, is perfectly fine. But in the long run, it's something that as you're eating more and more nutrient-dense foods, you simply don't need. You don't crave. It's not really missing from your life. So we let that go to really build up our hormone health. So to prepare for the cleanse week, you're going to go to the grocery store this weekend and just follow the list. It's all written right there. You don't even have to think about what you're going to cook next week. It's all written out. And buy, I would say, plan to buy, you can either buy all of it if you have room in your fridge and notice and put some things in the freezer, or buy and cook everything over the weekend. And again, put some, a lot of it is soups and broths and roasts. Because in the winter, we eat things that are cooked slowly. And so many of these foods you can prepare in advance and freeze. And or you can choose to do it in sort of two segments. Do your shopping and begin cooking during the weekend. And again, plan for a shopping and cooking bout on Wednesday or so. If this is a lot more food than you're used to eating. The other thing you might find is you might not be hungry at all, because these foods are very nutrient dense. They're very delicious, and they should be calming your cravings. The first couple of days you might be missing some of the things that might be your comfort foods, but after that you might feel very satisfied. So you may not even need the quantity of food that is on this list, but you will need to eat at the time intervals that we discuss in order to keep your blood sugar steady and heal those adrenal glands. You will get support from me 100% of the time during the cleanse, except at night when I'll be sleeping, and all of you should be too. But I'll hop up early in the morning, as I usually do when my toddler wakes up, and check on you in the Facebook group. You'll have a link to the Facebook group. And you'll also have a link to this call, so that any time during the cleanse process, if you're confused about anything or you've forgotten how I've explained something, you can feel free to re-listen to this call as many times as you would like. And in the Facebook group throughout the week, I'll also be providing helpful tips about using the cleanse in those different days. You know, it really is a little different if you're transitioning from sort of a hectic fast food lifestyle to just simply eating whole nourishing foods, or if you're further along the journey and you have more detailed questions. In both cases, this will work really well. And you can support each other. One of the hardest things about cleansing is that it feels different from what people around you are doing. So if you're in a group of really supportive women, and there are a lot of women in this group, I think something in the range of 50 to 70, so there could be quite a few people in this group cleanse really supporting you. The numbers I just checked a couple days ago were pretty high. So, you know, really if we all get together and do this at the same time, it can be a lot of fun, because if any part of it feels hard, you just hop on Facebook and complain a little bit, And if you discover a recipe that you really love, you hop on Facebook and get excited. Or if you discover a recipe that's one of your family favorites that fits into the parameters of the cleanse, please share it with us. And, you know, if you're celebrating a couple of pounds weight loss by the first few days, or maybe the average when you do a full elimination diet cleanse for weight loss is to lose between 2 and 12 pounds in a week. And that depends on your metabolism and how much weight you have to lose. But if you're looking for weight loss, we can celebrate that. If we see a calm, you know, if you feel calmer, if you have a couple of really good nights of sleep, we want to celebrate all of that with you in the Facebook group. And I will be there to answer questions. So we talked about planning to shop the weekend before, which is this weekend coming up, and preparing some of the food in advance so that you have it in your refrigerator ready to go, even if you have kids and a job and a busy life. This is all doable cooking. I've tested most of these recipes myself with my kids. You can feed them to your family. You know, if you're feeding small children, if you're feeding your husband, these are good, healthy, nutrient-dense foods that are appropriate for everyone. But you will need to plan some time to cook if you don't do any cooking at all. So think about that this weekend as you're preparing for next week. The Facebook group is available the entire week for your questions and for more resources. So if you are ready to jump into cleansing right now and you want to read all about the details and the recipes and the mouth-watering new foods you're going to know how to cook and look at some of the emotional exercises that we're going to do to really get more comfortable with our fear and then releasing our fear and really with the intention for this entire week is to recover from holiday burnout, recover from any burnout that's hanging out over your head from the last year or your last pregnancy or the last 5 years. You know, sometimes we don't take the time to stop, take a week, and focus on our own care. And that's what this cleanse is really about. It's a big first step into recovery from feeling burned out. So if you're ready to join us right now, I will be emailing all of you the link to the program material, sales page. But the link is jessicadrummond.com/winter, winter-cleanse-program. So jessicadrummond.com/winter-cleanse-program. And it's a very good deal, especially considering I had Frank Proto, the chef, design all of these delicious recipes. It's only $67 if you purchase the cleanse by Friday, this Friday, January 11th, at midnight. And so $67 is a really good price for a cleanse like this. I'm excited about that we're able to offer that since we have a lot of people in the program right now, and after that, the price does go up to $97. But from now through the end of Friday, it's $67. So I think that is everything. Let me just double check my notes here. Yeah, so the number one thing is to know that winter is the best time for hibernating your adrenals in a good way, in a delicious, luxurious, calm, extra sleep kind of way, by eating nutrient-dense foods, by doing the self-care exercises, and use this opportunity to recover from your last year's exertions, whether they were really exciting or really draining, and to build up your strength for the year coming ahead, because we will be doing cleansing every season to focus on the health of different organs, but also with different intentions, maybe more activity, different emotions. And right now, winter is a really, really nice opportunity for healing burnout, shoring up your hormone system. It's the first step for much more balanced hormones. and sex hormones and stress hormones, and for feeling like you have the endurance to go into a new year with a lot of exciting adventures ahead. So I can't wait to see you on the other side of the cleanse and in the Facebook group. And if you have any specific questions about the cleanse, sort of customer service-like questions, feel free to email me. You can email me directly, and I will either answer you directly or my assistant, Nadia, will answer you. The email is jessica.r.drummond, D-R-U-M-M-O-N-D, at gmail.com. So feel free to email me directly or come to the cleanse website. You can come to my website if you forget that email, and there's a contact page. And we will see you in the private Facebook group if you decide to join us. And if you want to join us, 100% absolutely do it by Friday at midnight, so you get a big $30 discount, and you have this weekend to do your grocery shopping and prepare and follow the list that we've already created for you. You have no reason that anyone on this call should need to meal plan for next week, because Frank and I have worked really hard to give you a great, delicious, healing meal plan for next week. So I look forward to enjoying it with you. The food is delicious, and I will see you there. Thank you for joining me today, and I hope all of you have a wonderful, adventurous, and exciting 2013. Take care.